Secretary Rumsfeld has said that anyone responsible for abusing Iraqi prisoners will be brought to justice. So far, 6 soldiers have been severely reprimanded, while 6 more face courts-martial. But no civilian contractors have been disciplined, and NPR's Jackie Northam reports the contractors fall into a legal vacuum.
The 53-page Army report gives precise details about the abuses Iraqi prisoners suffered and who was responsible for them. Sprinkled among the military generals and colonels are the names of civilian contractors who were at the prison. The report describes some of them as witnesses, one simply as a suspect. 2 other civilian contractors are alleged to have been directly or indirectly involved in the abuses. One of them works for the San Diego-based Titan Corporation, the other for the Arlington, Virginia-based CACI International. During a conference call with investors earlier this week, Jack London, the president of CACI, talked about the report.
We have not received any information to stop any of our work, to terminate or suspend any of our employees, and if we're asked to participate in any investigations by the United States federal government, you must be assured we will fully cooperate.
But so far, both companies say they have not been approached by the Pentagon, even though the Army report recommends the CACI employee be fired and the Titan worker reprimanded. But legal experts say if the civilian contractors took part in the abuse, the courts, rather than the companies, should deal with them. Harold Koh is a professor of international law at Yale Law School. He says if the allegations are true, then there are a number of things with which the contractors can be charged.
I think they could be charged with both these international offenses, violations of the Geneva Conventions, grave breaches, as well as violations of the torture treaty and cruel, inhuman, or degrading treatment, as well as various domestic crimes.
Gary Solis, a professor of law at Georgetown University and an expert on the laws of war, says if the violations of law prove true, the question is what court can the civilian contractors be turned over to? Military personnel would likely be tried under the Uniform Code of Military Justice. Concerning the contractors, Solis says a section of the code would appear to give jurisdiction to the military.
But our experience in Vietnam, where we tried a few civilians, indicates otherwise. In each of those cases that involve civilians from the Vietnam era, their convictions were reversed either by military appellate courts or, in one case, by the U.S. Supreme Court.
Civil courts in Iraq would be another option. However, there's a policy that Americans cannot be tried in Iraqi courts. Peter Singer is a national security fellow at the Brookings Institution. He says there's talk about whether there's a way around that policy.
This is one of these things where you get into a legal jurist debate over, for example, does former local civil law trump any law that the occupation authority tries to put down?
The other option is America's federal courts. Singer says there's only one statute in the U.S. that applies to the contractor role, and that's the Military Extraterritorial Jurisdiction Act, known as MEJA. It was passed by Congress in 2000. Professor Solis says it was drawn up as a way to address civilians, such as the contractors, who accompany the military in the field. The Act says those civilians can be tried in federal courts, but Solis says MEJA has never been tested.
In other words, Congress has passed the Act subject to DOD saying in detail how it will be done, how U.S. Marshals will pick up individuals, who will hold these civilian individuals, which court in the United States they will be transferred to. And after 4 years, DOD still is many months away from completing the implementing instructions.
Solis says until the Department of Defense draws up those instructions, things are at a standstill. And Attorney General John Ashcroft yesterday said he won't be interfering with the Pentagon right now.
I do know that the Department of Defense is involved in a substantial investigation, and that it certainly wouldn't be our intention to disrupt investigations underway by the Department of Defense.
There are an estimated 20,000 contract workers in Iraq. The prison abuse scandal may quicken the pace for setting up a legal framework under which the civilians can be prosecuted. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.